Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Boy, do we have a show for you today. Our topic is going to be keeping your dreams alive. Yes, keeping your dreams alive. See, ladies and gentlemen, we're all on this earth for a particular reason. God has given us an assignment, many assignments, and one by one you accomplish these assignments. He gives you dreams to follow, ambitions to go after, things that you reach for. It requires your effort. It requires your imagination. It requires you setting goals and achieving them. And KingScottRadioTV.com is a dream of mine. We started back in 2008. We have a sister station in the Washington, D.C. area. And we have a station here in Cumberland, Maryland. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you there's so much satisfaction in developing your dreams. Now, there's an upside and there's a downside, because dreams can be risky. People go into business with ambitions of doing something great, and it doesn't always work out that way. I've been blessed to have success at this level. Before I took on this particular assignment, I had a school called College Care, and we were in business for about 15 years. We were a before and after tutorial service, and it was nice, but it wasn't what I always wanted to do. Dealing with parents and dealing with children can be very stressful, whereas dealing with a radio station and a TV station is less stressful. You get to sit, talk, and communicate. I can remember when I started this particular journey, I believe I had $6 in my bank account. And I looked up to God and I said, "Now, what am I supposed to do with this?" Because $6 is not much. But when you trust in the Lord, did you hear me? When you trust in the Lord, things can happen. He can take a very little and make an awful lot of it. Now, if you go on my Facebook page and you look at this particular facility here in Cumberland, Maryland, you see all kinds of equipment, all kinds of things that help motivate a radio and TV station. And, you know, we're only about at half capacity in terms of what we can do. There's so much to do, and it keeps me busy, and I am fulfilled. But keeping your dreams alive is costly, because people come in and will tear your dreams apart under the guidance of, "I'm this, I'm that." They'll make fun of you for even trying to attempt such a thing. But I can tell you that it's worth it. Everybody's dream is important to that person. It's not always that their dreams are important to you or your dreams are important to them. You have situations where people look at what you're doing and they may snub their nose at it, or they may be jealous of it. It could be a lot of different things, but it's never troublesome free. It requires, as I said before, effort. And effort requires time and patience and lots of prayer. You wonder how you're going to get from one thing to another. But I am so satisfied at this stage in my life. Even though I've had some medical challenges, I'm older now. I don't have the same zip and zing that you have. It's rewarding to say that I stayed focused. It's rewarding to say that I looked at the bigger picture. It's a rewarding that you know that you've tried your best and God has allowed you a measure of success. Within this medium that we have now, we're able to talk about the Word of God. We're able to talk about issues in the world that we live in. We're able to help people. We're able to motivate people to say, stay focused. Do what God has called you to do. Now, that's not to say that you should not help others with their dreams, because it takes a team effort. But I'm here to tell you that these things are important to the overall development of this universe, of where we are. And your dreams are just as important to you as their dreams are important to them. Don't give up on your dreams. Stay focused with them. You can help others, but make sure that you help yourself. Make sure that you do what God has called you to do, because it's important. The rewards of entrepreneurship are far and few in between. It's an opportunity to do something great, but it's also a sacrifice. Sometimes you have to watch the others go play while you stay focused at work. That's why it's important for you to stay with your dreams. Again, you can help other people with their dreams, but make sure that you stay focused on your dreams, because you've been called to do something special. And the fact that people can't see it the way that it's inside of your heart doesn't mean that your dreams are not validated. Keeping up with your dreams is most important. People take it lightly that you're able to think and figure out complexities within a dream, because it's never that easy. You know, when you're African American, you're not given the opportunity to get loans, and you're not like a Donald Trump or anything like that. And you simply have to continue to work and work hard. And sometimes the reward is not there. Sometimes you absolutely fail. But in your failure, you can learn something. You can know that your efforts are not unheard of. Stay focused on prayer. Stay focused on what God has called you to do. And most importantly, ask for His blessings. The Bible says, ask and you can receive. So when that happens, hey, take advantage of it. Be a blessing to others in many different ways. We're able to promote people's books. We're able to promote their businesses. We're able to promote churches. We're considered a media company, so we're part of the press. And then there's also a different type of fun. We get to go to concerts and listen. You know, I'm a jazz lover, so I get to get in concerts and take pictures of some of the artists that I'm around. These are my dreams. These are my ambitions. This is what I set out to do. So I'm pleased with the progress, but it required a lot of work. And people don't always see that work. They see the trinkets and the shiny things and all that, and they say, oh, wow, he has it like that. No, it's not that easy. You have to work. You have to dig. I can tell you, as I expose my kids to dreaming early on when they were young, and I said, hey, look, you know, figure out something that you enjoy doing and do it, and prayerfully, you can make money from it because, you know, that's a part of it. And then when they saw that success, they gravitated towards that. My oldest daughter, who is deceased now, she used to sell T-shirts inside of her school. And this was so much fun for her to actually design a t-shirt and make it and go and sell it inside of the school. I mean, the joy on her face as I remembered. Was priceless. I mean, you know, we bought a t-shirt making machine, and I remember them going to the office and going down and making shirts, and you know, when they left, they took the shirts with them and took them to school, and come back and they holding real money in their hands, and my youngest daughter, she's a videographer right now, and you know, the way her dreams are developing, it excites her to this day. It's still something that we talk about. So you have to follow your dreams. You have to keep your dreams alive. You have to stay focused enough that you can help others with their dreams, but don't forget about your own. People are not going to like you because you are successful at times, but that's okay. That's a part of it. Then there are people who are going to admire you for seeking after your dreams. Then you have people who are going to try to dismantle your dreams right in front of you and call it something else because they feel slighted or jealous or whatever it is. That you have to get over, and you have to also pray for them that they can see that this is what your ambitions are. So you still have to deal with people. You still have to deal with complexities that's beyond your understanding. Why wouldn't you want to see someone develop their dreams? Well, some people just feel that way. And the fact that they don't develop their own dreams or ambitions is on them. You can't guide somebody else's life, but you can guide your own. So as we think about keeping your dreams alive, don't displace them. Stay focused. I am truly a happy man. Even though things happen, people, you know, get in and start moving things around in your life, and things change. Then you have the people, the crooks, that come in and steal from you under the guise of, I'm trying to help you. These things happen. You have to be prepared for them some kind of way. I'm here to say that it's worth it. The struggles through the night, burning the night oil, to read a little bit more. Looking at and learning new things, new ways of accomplishing goals. All that's a part of it. Keeping your dreams alive is important. And for those who want to fight against you or who want to shun you or are jealous of you, that's a part of the mechanism to keep you focused. Stay focused no matter what. And if you can assist others, do so. But your own dreams, that's where your power is. That's where God is telling you to do a specific thing. When we promote people's businesses on the air and we interview them and we talk to them and we play music, we pay attention to poetry, we do a whole gambit of things, and I am still so very excited. So as you listen to this particular broadcast, just know that it's overjoyed. I'm overjoyed to say that I've stayed focused enough to develop what I have. If you was to come into the studio, it's professional. It's designed well. Some things have been taken away from it, but a lot of things have been added to it. So, you know, it's what you call being a happy camper. And the fact that God has given us a measure of success with the things that we're able to do. I'm just glad that he chose me. Now, for example, today I'll be attending a car show where I'll be taking pictures, and I put these pictures on my Facebook page, so I'm able to incorporate my photography. I've been doing photography for 35 years. Yes, I'm old. And I can tell you that it's a joy in my heart to be able to go someplace and examine things differently through a camera where, you know, you can showcase your work. So I'm thrilled that I've stayed focused with my dreams. When people see me, they should see a smile on my face, even though sometimes you get sad because of circumstances beyond your control, because it's not always happy, good days. But in the final say-so, it's important that I've been allowed to get this far because I've helped others in what they're trying to do. And there's a satisfaction in that that makes me overjoyed no matter what I have to go through. It's not always about the dollar bill, but dollar bills are important when I'm paying the bills. And so, ladies and gentlemen, stay focused with your dreams. Don't let no one deter you from it. Don't try to take anyone else's dream away. If you can, add to it, be a blessing for it. But your own dreams are just as important as their dreams. It's just as important as someone's legacy. It's just as important as people do different things to make themselves feel good. You can be of service to them, but don't ever, ever, ever forget your own dreams. Stay with them. Do the right thing by yourself, if that's a part of it. Broadcasting and talking to people is so much fun for me, to ask those precarious questions, to get in-depth answers. We're promoting a book on Alzheimer's and dementia. We're promoting funeral homes, about different services, how to save money. We have so many programs that we stay focused in around the world, and we can broadcast all over the world. That was my dream, and I'm living it. I'm living it right now, to go out and be able to get into a car, a nice car, and drive to a place or take an airplane somewhere or take a train somewhere. I've been allowed to do these things, and it's a privilege. I don't take it for granted. Having dreams are important, and when people come in and try to dismantle your dreams, let Jesus fight that battle, because he knows the core of their heart, and it does happen. It's happening right now. It happens every day. But then there are people who have helped you. I can remember when I first started with the radio station, I had a run-in with my web developer, and I just didn't understand why he thought that he was going to take over my dreams, but he did try, and God fought that battle for me, and eventually the website got up. It was running, and it had clarity to it. So you go through some things, you learn things, and at the end of the day, you're very happy that you've been allowed to live your dreams. So I'm a part of that world that says I'm still trying at it. I'm still doing it. I'm still enjoying it. And for those who know me, they have to be able to look at me and see a smile on my face and say, wow, I know he's doing this because this is what he said he wanted to do. And I'm living it through example. KingScottRadioTV.com is a dream. it still lives. Where it goes after I'm gone, I don't know. But for today, I'm living the dream. KingScottRadioTV.com. Now, we're here located at 171 North Mechanic Street, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502. Our phone number is 240-362-7552. We are here to assist other businesses with their goals and marketing, things of that nature. So give us a call. Try us out. You'll see that we work very hard for you, and we produce good work. The phone number, again, is 240-362-7552. You can call and you'll reach me directly, and I will talk to you about what your dreams are, and we'll see what we can do to help you develop them. Now, I told you that I like jazz, so we're going to play a little jazz music just to have some fun. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, living your dreams. KingScottRadioTV.com.